609-1776.
Packers beat the Bears 10-3, clinching a playoff spot. Tampa Bay out. They were hoping for some help from their friends. Tampa Bay, New Orleans was our game of the week. Did anybody nail the score? A 7.1 quake shaking up southern Chile, and the president signs the September 11 first responders bill, fair or foul. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, first show back in the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Feels a little weird, doesn't it? We're into 2011 like that. Wednesday, we have a new Congress. We'll be talking a lot about the new Congress. And, of course, heavy on the minds of many who come in is to do what they said when they were elected or reelected in some cases, actually, to from their particular constituents, whoever they're representing. Healthcare was one of the big battleground or battle issues, I think is a better way to put it, in that tug of war in the midterm elections that sent many Democrats packing in the House anyway. And there's also a pickup of some of the Senate seats. But what does it all mean? It means health care repeal is definitely up for grabs. John Boehner, who is the new Speaker of the House, says that's number one priority for him. Could repeal it before the State of the Union address. That's at the end of January. We're taking this show, America Tonight, on the road to present a whole thing on healthcare and different points of view of healthcare, actually, the pros and the cons and what's really inside this new healthcare reform law and what does it all mean for you and me. And we've done that along the way, but I'm excited to be in the Capitol and to talk to a whole bunch of different people about healthcare because there is a chance repeal, maybe piece by piece. What happens, what should be in some kind of health care reform? Can we agree that we all think there should be some kind of health care reform? I think so. It's not good the way our health care system is set up right now. I think one of the biggest problems is the fact that you could erase the state lines and then open up competition, which I believe would make it better, and I don't think I'm alone in that opinion. I don't believe that you should mandate the individual to have health care because I see some disasters in that one. But I do think that pre-existing conditions should be covered. It's been nightmarish for people their whole lives who have paid for their health care, done everything so-called right, because how can you do everything right when it comes to health care? But let's just say they were good employees. They've had their health care for XYZ amount of years. Something happens. Then they go someplace else, they have a medical disaster, and it wipes them out. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people file for bankruptcy, because people automatically have in their head, well, they're irresponsible, they ran up all their credit cards, and that's not always the case. Their kid got cancer, and then their company closed down that they worked for 20 years or whatever it is. I mean, we know the stories. So I can't wait until we take the show on the road. That's going to be interesting stuff to see what's really shaking, what's buzzing in our nation's capital. And as you know, when we get back to the business of politics in Washington, each and every night we check in with the talk radio news service, our pals, Ellen Ratner and the gang, and find out what's being voted on, what's happening. And there's a whole lot of interesting things happening that affect you and affect me if you live in the United States, because I know we have lots of listeners outside of our borders. And you know what I'm talking about. It's not just health care and what happens with that, but there's a slew of other things that are, I think, up for not just review, but up for possible grabs when it comes to finally making a law, like immigration. This would be the year maybe to have immigration tackled. It's just so crazy that truly nothing has been done. Basically, we have laws on the books that were never enforced for decades. Now, all of a sudden, ICE will make an appearance here and there and say, okay, we're cracking down on businesses, but still it's not enough. And some decisions have to be made. And where is the justice when you find people who really want to live in the United States and have waited in line for 7, 10, 11 years, whatever it is, can't get their cards, and then you have other people who are coming in under the wire, and then they're just going to get this wave of the wand of amnesty. It's ridiculous. And there are enough of those stories that you can match them up for the other stories. That's the problem. It's just not right. It's not right. And to not check the student visas, to have that open system that way, to not know when someone's visas expire. Now, they're starting some places, I say some places, some states are trying to do some crackdowns on that. But really, that's more of a federal issue when it comes to the whole student visa thing. And that needs to be checked. I mean, you know, give me a break. It's happening every place else. There needs to be some things that are definitely tuned up along the border. And since I jumped to the border first, I've told this story before when I got out of school, how I worked in El Paso, Texas, which is a stone's throw away from Juarez. And we used to go over the Zaragoza Bridge all the time. In fact, I was the reporter because my Spanish was pretty good then, where I covered Juarez. And I would go to Juarez with a cameraman probably twice a week, maybe more sometimes. It just depended. Well, in one area of Texas, anyway, Mexico, the Mexican cartel is saying that they want a one-month truce. It's a letter supposedly signed by La Familia drug cartel saying that, okay, we're going to agree to this. Is that ridiculous? This is the Mexican mafia. This letter is to all of yous. We're going to halt all our crime activity during January to just demonstrate to you that, yes, we, the cartel, we're not responsible for all these criminal acts that the feds are reporting to the media in Juarez. It's not all of us. So we're going to let all of our foot soldiers know that they shouldn't cut anyone's finger off, blow anyone away, or do anything criminal in the entire month. So we've saved up enough money that they can live off the money that we've already stolen from people, and they're not to torch or do anything. Don't torch any cars. Don't do any blockade nonsense. Give me a break. And remember, that's what happened last month. It was horrific. You had a couple of guys with guns that set a bunch of cars on fire and used them to barricade and block entrances to the state capital of Morelia, and the federal police supposedly killed the leader of La Familia. So they're having their own problems, and that's probably why they wrote that letter, because now they're in a much weakened state. But it's ridiculous. I've said this before. The brilliant Felipe Calderon, who's the president of that country, says he launches a crackdown on the cartels when he takes the office back in 2006. He deploys supposedly hundreds of soldiers and federales, and what happens? More than 30,000 people have died in drug-related violence in that nation. And then that guy has the nerve to come and address both chambers and rip Arizona for the law that the governor was trying to push forward, that she signed into law, which you all know that was never enforced, because, oh, it was akin to profiling, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that you had Congress clapping that, and you have this guy who can't even take care of his own backyard, it's been worse. There's been more corruption than ever. So explain that in the first 4 years in office. It's been terrible. Shame, shame, shame. All right, coming up, we're going to take a look at a couple of different things, including healthcare. Healthcare, healthcare, as I said, was number one on the agenda. We're going to talk about it for a few minutes next. Stay with us.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops detects costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, no, no.
So here we meet again, 2011. Happy New Year once again from all of us here at America Tonight. We're cruising on that overnight highway. You can always throw in your 2 cents, left, right, somewhere in between, off the charts, whatever it is, 800-259-5791. I don't care about your political stripes, just your opinion. And I know everybody has an opinion, right? So a couple of things that we're going to hit on. One is we know that health care repeal was what got many elected in the midterm elections back in November. So the press is on for repeal. John Boehner has sworn he's going to try to make this happen before the next State of the Union address. It's not very much time. They come back in Wednesday. I say they, meaning the congressmen and senators. Congress, great chance they have enough, the two-thirds, to flip it, to block a presidential veto. But the Senate, a little bit different than the House. That might be tougher. Let's start with the House, though. Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan, you know, this cat Republican who says he's going to follow a vote to repeal the health care flat out outright and says it could come pretty early in the year. He's agreeing with John Boehner. He's the incoming chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and he says there's no doubt that repealing the health care law is his top priority, and he, like Boehner, hopes this happens before the end of the month, before Obama's State of the Union address. Here's what he said.
Unpopularity numbers are as high as 60% across the country. I don't think we're going to be that far off from having the votes to actually override a veto. We'll look at these individual pieces to see if we can't have the thing crumble. We said that we would bring up a vote to repeal health care early. That'll happen before the President's State of the Union address.
All right, so will this be a reality? Like I said, House, I think they could do it. If you're talking about how many votes are needed and you get a couple of Democrats, so if you do the math and throw it all in there, I think that's possible. I don't doubt that. But when it comes to the Senate, a much different situation. So you have enough to you know, counteract the veto of the president, but you got to have that in the Senate or it's not going to work. So these next couple of weeks, the thing to watch is going to be health care, and it affects every single one of us, no matter economically where you are or what your current situation is. You do have health care, you don't have health care, you have a good health care through your company, whatever it might be. Because then the concern is also the companies and what are they going to do with health care, the companies that are smaller, where they might get squeezed too much and dump health care and go at it a different way. Remember, that used to be part of the package. How many times did you go for a job and they tell you about the great benefits? Oh, we got great benefits. We can't pay you crap, but we got great benefits. And look at the – do you know that I actually had – I'm digressing here for a second, but I got to tell you the sidebar story because I think some of you can relate to this. I actually had somebody tell me one time how lucky I was, how this was great, how I had the most incredible view. That the thing was I was going to have this view. So we can't pay you great money, but you got this view. Really? I don't care about the view. Put me in the closet. I don't care. You got a microphone, it works. Versus the view, and we'll pay you a few shekels. I'm not falling for that. And that's the problem with healthcare. There's a sleight of hand in this healthcare law. There's some things in it that are valid, that are good, the pre-existing conditions especially, and there's some that really don't make sense. So I think that was, to me, and from what I understand from some of the Democrats that I spoke to, really in a way it was get this sucker passed. It's going to be behemoth. Let's make it giant. Let's throw everything in there. That old expression about everything in the kitchen sink, let's throw it all in there, and then it can get picked apart, and that's okay. And we'll just fight for some territory because we know it's going to get picked apart. So if that's true, this was the inevitable. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi. The governor of New Mexico must have a lot of free time on his hands if he's got time to waste deciding whether to pardon Billy the Kid.
I know. Well, that was a big deal. I think he did it because it was getting him some publicity, in other words.
I thought Billy the Kid was from Missouri. What the hell was Billy the Kid doing in New Mexico?
Oh, he did a lot of damage in New Mexico.
Oh, I think he was born and raised in Missouri, I think. Or maybe that was Jesse James. But anyway, and the outgoing governor of Florida pardoned the lead singer of The Doors. You know, is being a rock and roll genius a crime in Florida?
It was a drug charge.
Well, I think it was indecent exposure.
Yeah.
And drugs.
You know what? It was indecent exposure. Because remember that was a big deal when he got busted for that. You're talking about Jim Morrison, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was indecent.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was, right. There was a drug thing with him, but it was specifically I think it was indecent exposure.
Well, he was probably high when he exposed himself. He's probably stoned when he exposed himself. But Celine Dion has a big mansion in Florida. I hope the governor of Florida never pardons Celine Dion, because what she has done to my ears is a capital offense. And you know, Kate, you were talking about health care, right?
Right.
Health care, your insurance should be an individual thing between you and the company, and it should follow you forever, as long as you want it. It shouldn't be dependent on your employment, because I don't understand the philosophy behind group health insurance. Like, if a bunch of people go together and they buy 100 vehicles from Chrysler, they get a discount for volume, right?
Right.
Okay, now when 100 people go to a healthcare insurance, how the hell does the healthcare company, the medical insurance company, know each individual's person? Like each individual's healthcare is going to be different, right? Depending on their risk. When you sell 100 vehicles, every vehicle is the same, right?
Right.
But when you sell health insurance, if I own a health medical insurance company, I'm not selling 100 identical things to those people. Each person's risk is different, right?
But here's the thing. They're willing to take that risk because they're getting all those premiums. They're getting all that money for the group, whether it's however many it is, 1,000 people,
all of their customers, all of your clients, all of your customers are a group. But I'm just saying that when you quit a job, you shouldn't lose your health insurance. It should
It's bad when that happens. You have a thing called COBRA that kicks in, and it's the laws are funky about that, and it's difficult for people, yes.
But it's like, you shouldn't lose your health insurance. It should be between you and the health care. It should be more individualistic, not some kind of socialistic group health insurance. It should follow you for life.
It might be better if they did that. It might be better, Al, if that's why I said if you had competition across state lines, erase the whole state lines, and you could get it.
And who's, if Obama's been in Hawaii now for 2 weeks, who the hell's running the country? Where's Biden?
Oh, Joe Biden's front and center, baby, in case there's an emergency. He's on the mainland.
We're in big trouble.
That's right. Thanks, Al. Happy New Year. The answer is, of course, Barack Obama is running the country because Hawaii is still part of the United States. He's just off the mainland. He's, for example, signed the first responders, the 9/11 first responders health bill into law. So $4.2 billion now for 10 years, some that need treatment with the asthma and what's happened to them as a result of that terrible dust at Ground Zero, they'll get the money that they need, including some people that live in that neighborhood. Then he signed that in Hawaii. So the president is still in charge, as they say. A couple of other things happened while you were sleeping, including, you see this headline? Anytime I see a thing about an earthquake, and I was only in a teeny-weeny earthquake, but it was pretty strange what happened. That rolly feeling where, you're sitting in a chair, boom, and it's over. It's over in a flash of your eyelash. I mean, it's boom, it's done. Well, in Santiago, they're saying that they had a 7.1 magnitude quake slam central Chile on Sunday, so the people that you have there, you had them running from their houses because they were worried about a tsunami, but no such problem. It really was the 8.8 quake that killed so many people because of where they were in Concepcion versus where this earthquake hit. It wasn't as big on the Richter scale, still pretty big. You didn't have any reports of injury and damage, but they had power lines cut, and they had buildings that definitely shook, and you had people that were upset and ran into the streets, but nothing like what happened in February. And if you look at those plates and where Chile is located, boy, that's a bad area where it's not surprising that they had various quakes. They've got a seismology service at the University of Chile that is constantly on top of these things. So 7.1, no damage, no injuries. Pretty lucky this time around. Odds and ends next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
Packers are in the playoffs. Who else made it in? We're going to tell you about that. Plus, did anyone nail the score? That's coming up in our last segment of this Hour of America tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you. We're swinging for the fences, of course, in the odds and ends. Let me just read you this headline and tell me if you're shocked by this. Navy to investigate lewd videos shown on carrier. Shocker. You mean they have sexy videos on these carriers of guys who are out to sea for 8 months? What are they talking about? Well, you dig a little bit further, and, of course, what happened is there's always somebody that squeals, I guess. So the Navy's going to investigate what they're calling clearly inappropriate video broadcasts to the crew of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And what happened was you had a top guy, a top officer, Captain Owen Onis or something his name is. And what he did was is he opened the shower curtain on women pretending to bathe together. He used some gay slurs. He mimicked some bodily functions, let's say. And he did these videos back in 2006 and 2007. Now, this guy is a former top gun pilot, serious chops to be a top gun pilot. I know because my cousin was one, and what he went through, you are the elite of the elite to get behind the Navy's top planes to get into that seat. So he's commanding this ship, the Norfolk ship, Norfolk-based ship, a lot of them are, the USS Enterprise. It was deployed in the Middle East at that time, and it's weeks from being deployed again. The story broke in one of the local papers in Virginia, and it's Honors is his name, Captain Owen Honors. He was in those videos when he was the executive officer for the ship. So basically, he would be the second guy in command. And they had closed-circuit TV. And he took over as the commander back in May. So now I'm thinking somebody wants to chop his legs off, and that's how this has resurfaced. Why are the videos coming up now? Why would they come up? Well, an anonymous crew member said it raised concerns. There was concerns about the videos when they aired, but they were brushed off. So let's see. 3 years ago, and the segments that were on closed circuit tube, what do you think? Should they cut this guy's legs off, take him out, and flog him, take him off the ship, or what? And see, here's what it was. There were clips in which he is making certain motions, and he goes into a segment where he says, my favorite topic, chicks in the shower, and there's a pair of women and a pair of guys pretending to shower together. Nobody's nude or anything. You just see their shoulders, and it just implies that. Then there's another video that has a man in drag, and, you know, what a Navy spokesperson is saying. They're not acceptable, and they weren't acceptable then. They're not acceptable in today's Navy, and if you're a executive officer, you have to lead by example, and you're held accountable for setting the proper tone. And check this part out. This was my favorite of all the quotes. And this is a quote. And upholding the standards of honor, courage, and commitment that we expect sailors to exemplify. Okay, it's called, and shockingly, I'm defending this in one way, but it's called Cutting Loose. From what I understand, a lot of people really liked this guy, really liked him as the second in command, and got a chuckle out of the videos. The men and the women in the skits wanted to do it. They were joking around. They didn't think that it was over the line, and that was what the deal was. So here's a guy who is a top naval aviator. Now he's at the top of his career. He was Top Gun, and there's probably a good chance that he could get booted. They did the videos with 2 6-month deployments to the Middle East, like I said, in 2006 and 2007. The Enterprise, in case you don't know that name, it's pretty significant because it's the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And it's supposed to do 2 more deployments before they decommission it in 2013. And the crew is about 5,800 or so that are on the ship. So now he's stuck because somebody, I think, had an axe to grind. Whoever it was, somebody had an axe to grind. But if they've got the video and they can nail him for this, you know, there's a good chance that that's what's going to happen. Do you defend this guy, or do you think he's a scumbag for making fun of things? Or do you think he was trying to lighten the load? Do you think he should fall on the sword? You know, like I said, cutting loose. There's a thing about cutting loose. I think there was somebody who had an axe to grind here, and that's probably what happened. But the deal is, I guess, with the military, you think about it, and you think of what we've seen lately when somebody's fallen. Remember Rolling Stone magazine? Mm-hmm. Remember what happened there? Well, I guess now when you're in the military, there is no joking around. There is no cutting loose, because there's a chance if you film anything or have anything that's on the line, there's a good with a sense of humor. But if it's just twisted in the wrong direction, there's a good chance you could pay the price. From what I understand, and this is just into everything that I've read, I don't see how this was just so sickening and disgusting, especially with the amount of people on that ship who agreed with it, who thought it was funny. I mean, they have to be able to blow off steam. They have to be able to let loose at some point. When they're, think about being on a ship for that long of a period. And there is that certain code in the military that now we're starting to try to crack this code all over the place. And I think it's not fair. In the case of this commanding officer, I hope that he doesn't pay the price for these videos that were made on the ship. Because, you know, they're being dubbed as raunchy, out of line, all this stuff. But the description doesn't sound that over the top to me. It doesn't sound that just, oh, so foul, so just run amiss, just horrible. It doesn't feel that way to me. And in my discussions with other people in the Navy, they didn't think so either. So 800-259-5791, is it fair or foul? I think it's big time foul. Big time, big time, big time foul. They have to at some point be allowed to be human beings and joke around. Have jokes. I mean, yes, if they did something to somebody, if there was something that was just so foul and so heinous, I get that. But this didn't seem to be that way to me in the little bit that I saw. The little bit I saw, it certainly didn't feel that way. All right, a couple of other quick things. WikiLeaks. Oh, we have to talk about WikiLeaks. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't talk about WikiLeaks at least once a week. So WikiLeaks makes some headlines in the New York Times. It has a few times, in fact. But the recent thing that I read about WikiLeaks, it was brought up in this discussion of Boeing. And you just never know. So check this out. The King of Saudi Arabia wanted the United States to actually outfit his personal jet with all the high-tech fun gadgets, equipment, whatever, whatnot, protection, I guess, the Air Force One has. The president of Turkey wanted the administration to let a Turkish astronaut sit in on a NASA space flight. And they say, from what I read in the Times, in Bangladesh, the prime minister pressed the State Department to reestablish landing rights at Kennedy Airport in New York. So these are just a few more gems courtesy of WikiLeaks, and each of these government leaders had one thing in common. Check this little bomb out. They were trying to decide whether to buy billions of dollars worth of commercial jets from Boeing or from the European competitor Airbus. I can remember talking about these stories. And so the U.S. diplomats were kind of like marketing folks, offering deals to heads of states and airline execs and perks and all that sort of stuff. Of course, you had tens of billions of dollars on the line, and WikiLeaks, those cables, gave some of the details on some of those deals. Ooh, ouch. But I thought it was secret. It's not secret anymore. Dan in Texas, you have the floor, my friend. Hello.
Madam President, good day.
See? Hello.
How goes it? Tell me.
It goes good. How about you?
Fair to me, cobbler. Okay. These two sailors were walking down the street, and there's a couple of professional girls upstairs that were just beginning. And so they were trying to figure out how to get some business going. So one of them said, leave it to me. So she yelled out to the two sailors. She says, hey, boys, come up here, and we'll give you something you never had before. One nudges the other and says, what do you think they got, Harry? Leprosy?
I like that. You're terrible. What do you think? Isn't this Navy investigation? Can't there ever be a moment where somebody
I think they should leave them all damn hell alone.
I agree.
There's just enough of this damn meddling. I love the way you played my theme song, so I had to call.
It was perfect, Dan.
I wanted to wish you a happy new year and to tell you that on many a night, you've been a solace to me when I've been feeling down and out.
Oh, well, you've provided some levity to this show, so we appreciate it. Back at you. Thanks for the call, Dan. That was nice. Happy New Year. We hope we do that for a lot of people and vice versa, probably, right? Yeah, you know that old saying about boys will be boys, but it's not even about boys will be boys. It's about let's let somebody have some slack once in a while. I just don't see that these videos were that lewd. NFL next.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
The puck by Fields, chasing Edelman way back to his 6. Heads to the right, now to the left at the 10, turning it wide, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. He's in midfield at the 40, the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Then with a play action fake, he's back to throw it. And he's going to throw it long down the field. And the pass will be
caught by Lightwall. Touchdown, 56 yards. The Steelers, back quickly, have a 7-0 lead over the Browns.
Brunell with a bomb down the left sideline for Braylon Edwards. And Edwards makes the catch at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Second touchdown pass of the game for Mark Brunell. A bomb to Braylon Edwards.
Baker kicks it away. Waynes will drift back and play from the 45. Eric to the near side. Flip the first guy. 30, 25, 20. Baker's the last guy that can get in, and he will not. Touchdown, Atlanta. Eric Waynes, 55 yards.
From the I formation, Kuhn, the tail of the tandem. Rodgers under center. Now they got a power I formation. Getting fake to John Kuhn. Rodgers pitch and catch right side. Touchdown. Donald Lee. Packers have the lead.
Whitehurst rolls right. Now he throws back left. He's got Mike Williams. Touchdown, Seahawks. Mike Williams on the crossing route from right to left. 3 yards deep in the end zone. Makes the touchdown reception. And the Seahawks open this game with a scoring drive. They lead 6-0. Charlie Whitehurst is going to take the snap. The Seahawks are NFC SC West champ for first-year coach Pete Carroll, first-year general manager John Snyder. Johnny Whitehurst leads the way. Congratulations, 12th man. You deserve a playoff game, and you are going to get it next Saturday.
Fourth down to the long yard. Freeman drops back to throw on fourth down. Throws a fade route toward the end zone. It is caught! Mike Williams! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! A remarkable catch! Mike Williams beats the defender on fourth down and one. Freeman throws a floater up, and it's brought down by Williams. He holds the record now with 11 touchdown grabs of the season.
Yeah, that's what it was like for some people. Tampa Bay, they need a little help from their friends. They did win their game over New Orleans, 23-13. That was our nailed the score game. Nobody nailed the score. Few people picked Tampa. Boy, my score is way off. I said 32-21, New Orleans. That didn't happen. But nobody got it right. Rick in Illinois said Tampa 17-13. How about that? Pretty close, though. But not on the nose, and that's what had to happen in our final week. We will continue Nail the Score. That happens each and every Thursday slash into Friday morning in our third hour. Our computer picks the game of the week, and in this case, even in the playoffs, it would have to pick which games and whatever game. And when it comes up, you tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. So some interesting things happening at the end of the season, including the end. Minnesota, a team that was highly projected to do well, didn't make it into the playoffs. And this is the end of Brett Favre's career, or so we think anyway. Here's what Brett Favre had to say.
One game, one season does not define me. You know, there'll be people say, hey, you know, it's a shame he went out that way or this and that. Truly grateful for the opportunity. I hope that, you know, people admired the way I played, my passion for it, because I hold no regrets. And, you know, I can sit here and think over and over again so many different people, but, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Green Bay Packers, the fans. It's kind of tough to say that, and Vikings fans at the same time, but It was special. I enjoyed my experience here, and again, I enjoyed my teammates. It goes without saying, the fans have been absolutely wonderful. You know, I said this, it seems like it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Kind of had the same conversation with you guys. It's been a wonderful ride for me.
Too bad, because Brett Favre's career could have been a little bit different. His career was great, but his career could have ended on a different note if not for that interception last year that would have sent the Vikings into the Super Bowl, and who knows what would have happened there. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, doesn't matter. He still has all those amazing records. You know, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, and that's it for Brett Favre. How about that? Not for Tom Brady and how hot the Patriots have been. Here was his take on the Pats and postseason.
We've had a good year. We've put ourselves in a real good position. And really none of it matters at this point, other than the greatest advantage we have is we have to play next week. And we play at home the following week. So that's really what we've earned to this point. I don't think we've earned anything more than that. You know, hopefully we go out here in a couple weeks and play well. I think that's what, you know, we would love to do.
All right, so here's how the playoff schedule rolls out. The Jets, who stumble into the playoffs at 11-5, go up against the Colts. They're at Indy. That's on Saturday. That's the 8 o'clock game. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, these are all Eastern times, the Ravens take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, what a difference the year makes, because Kansas City was terrible last year. And the Ravens are pretty tough. They're 12-4, Chiefs 10-6, Chiefs hosting. Then if you go, and that's AFC wild card, then if you go to the divisional round, so you would hop to the next week, you have the Steelers, who get that bye. They'll get the highest remaining seed, and they get to host that game. And the Patriots, like Tom Brady was saying, they get to rest this week, and then they host the lowest seed at New England. They'll do that on Sunday of the following week. And then, of course, you go from there. So the NFC wild card round next Saturday, 4:30 kick, the Saints and the Seahawks. How about the Seahawks getting in? And check this out. NFC West, 7-9. Matt, how about that? Seahawks get in at 7-9. Crazy ridiculous.
Yeah, they're the first 7-9 team in the playoffs ever.
Ever. I mean, woohoo! we made the playoffs.
And they
we
did
stuck,
it with their backup quarterback starting, too. Oh, I can't believe it.
No. I know. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. But, you know, that's how it played out. So they got lucky. And so they did. They got lucky.
And not only that, they host a playoff game.
I know. The Saints. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable luck. And the Packers are at Philadelphia. Philly blew it. They could have the bye week. We already know that saga because, you know, I went crazy last week. So the Packers finished 10-6. Philly finishes 10-6, and they get to host the Packers. And then we go from there. We see what happens. February 6th is the Super Bowl in Texas at Cowboys Stadium, the AFC versus NFC champ. But next week should be some interesting football. It's like Brady said, too, the deal is, okay, so week 17's over. There's some people that are making tee times that are just going to chill for a while and then go back and hit the gym or do whatever, spend time with their family, or go to the Pro Bowl, perhaps, and maybe make appearances at the Super Bowl, because a lot of players will go down for the Super Bowl, will come down to Texas, but they're not in the playoffs. And then the other, the fates and fortunes of the rest, it's like a different season. So the Patriots could have had a tremendous season. They get this break, they get the bye, but in the end, you know, it's anyone's guess. I think they're tough, and I think they should be there, but anything can happen. Stranger things have happened to teams, and the Patriots know it with their perfect season, where you don't clear the decks and you don't win the whole thing in the end. Anybody care about college football? You know, there's so many bowl games I could care less for most of them, except for TCU taking on Wisconsin. That was a fun game, and that was a big game for both teams. Here was the tail end of that game, what it sounded like. Here's Brian Estridge with the play-by-play.
They need this two-point conversion. Monty ball to the left. Cole Dean. Check fire. Knocked down. Hank Carter knocked it down. With 2 minutes to play, the Frogs lead by two.
All right. So in the end, they end up covering, winning. When I say covering, they end up winning it. It was thrilling, all because of a block. It was beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful to see them. I have to say, it was beautiful to see them win it and to show people that they belong playing with the big boys. And there's people that are saying, you know, listen, look at the Big East. They'll be all by the time you got these TCU roster, by the time they get to the Big East in 2012, what happens, what would happen with all the current stars? And the thing is, the Horned Frogs have, I think they have a great coach, and they have some really good staying power, and I think it showed in that game. Matt, you weren't much for the watching the bowl games either, but you watched this one too, and you said you thought it was tremendous. I thought it was tremendous to finish.
Yeah, it was an exciting game, and I was excited to see Bielema get beat. I think he's a very smug and arrogant guy, so I'm happy with the outcome. And it's good to see a non-BCS school win a prestigious bowl game like that.
I agree. Like a little school. I say little in the sense that they weren't getting a lot
the playoffs.
Of the credit. Yep, exactly. They need the playoffs. And then an undefeated team like TCU knocks off Wisconsin 21-19, and here they were 3. This was a team that coulda, woulda, shoulda, same thing. That's the problem. They need the playoffs. Come on, give us some playoffs in college football.
You